Red Pill Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 32nd Torino Film Festival. Today I'm with Angela Cerbi.
Hello.
And we're in company of Savina Lerotti, director of Torino Film Lab, with three of her directors from Latin America mostly. And they are Benjamin Domenech, producer of Historia del Miedo, Oscar Ruiz Navia, director of Los Hongos, and Álvaro Brechner, director of Mr. Kaplan. So, welcome, bienvenidos.
Thank you. Good morning.
My first question is for Savina. Can you tell us something about the new development of Torino Film Lab? Because we have new news for you.
Yes. Well, Torino Film Lab was born 7 years ago in 2008, and the idea was to start combining elements that were not usually together. That was training, development, and funding. And so we have training programs, a co-production market, and production funds. The new entry of this year, and we've been waiting for it for a long time, is the distribution fund that we are now allowed to give because we won one of the Creative Europe funds that allows us to give money for distribution, and we will give this money to projects that have gone through our lab. So we complete the cycle that starts from the idea, initial idea, and goes up to distribution in three territories.
How does this contribution to distribution work?
It works that they need to submit an application. They have to have some specificities that the European community has created, and that means they have to be distributed in at least three countries. The strategy has to be for at least three countries, and one has to be outside of Europe. Then there's at that point, we will give 43,000 euros to the project if they apply with an audience design strategy. And let me say a few words on audience design, because we've started this term and we've started this process of trying to understand audiences, also niche audiences, connecting it to content from a very early on in the project's development. And so it is a strategy that has to do with marketing, but also a lot with content, where the story comes from. And we work on with this program since many years, and now we finally can attach a distribution fund to our audience design program. So we will work together with the distribution of the film, trying to use this money in an innovative way to reach niche audiences.
And now I would like to ask Oscar, Álvaro, and Benjamin to talk to us about your experience at the Torino Film Lab.
Hi to everyone. As we just, you know, were talking before, it was a great experience, you know, about the content of the film. You know, I think the film grew up a lot when it was here. And of course, to have the support of Torino Film Lab really helped the film to be a real fact, you know, like it gave a lot of trust, for example, in my country, you know, people like wanted to support the film because it was also supported by a prestigious institution or... It's an institution? No, it's a foundation or whatever.
An entity.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it has been a great experience for me and for the film, and I'm really thankful.
And if I'm not wrong, you got the production award. Is that correct?
Yes, we got one of the production awards, which was even better. You know, even better for the film. So, and of course, it. Helped to complete the financial plan of the whole structure of the film. So it was very nice.
For me, it was a great experience. I prepared here my second film project, Mr. Kaplan. I came from, I did the first film before, and you know, it's always difficult when you are talking about script editors and everything, because everyone it feels in a way doesn't want. I mean, it's always this battle between what's like your personal war and how to confronted with others' view and how. But it was such a great experience in terms of learning in terms of improvements, practical improvements of the film, but also, as I said, things that really change of your perspective as a filmmaker. For me, like Torino Film Lab, it's one of the few places in the world where you can, there's a like film community that really takes especially time on thinking on what's the role of filmmaking nowadays, and especially working with people who in a way are starting to develop their careers, their first or second film. So it's very, very important to position that generation with that big question. I mean, why are we doing this? Why is it important? And why? What is also our responsibility towards our community, our filmmaking community, but also our society? And I mean, for very different backgrounds, because you meet like so many different directors. I mean, the three of us comes from South America, but you also meet like people from Europe, Asia, even Africa, and it's really a great learning experience and a really sharing experience, and it's really beautiful. And of course, it also gives you the possibility of finding co-producers and even getting sometimes financial support. That's very important, but it's also much more than that. It's not only that.
Well, with our film History of Fear, we took part in both programs regarding fiction, and it's the script and pitch program and the framework program. For us, we were just saying the process of the tutorship with the work with the tutor regarding the content itself was very key. I mean, it really changed and shaped the film the way it was at the end. And of course, it really helped. We started contact here with a lot of the partners that ended up being the partners of the film. So this was really quite important. For me, I absolutely agree with Alvaro. It's I think Torino Film Lab is not only a place where you can develop the projects, but it's also a think tank. I really love the atmosphere that there is here about thinking that the new ways of doing things. And in this way, not only in terms of community, I think that Torino, the film lab, is very unique in a sense that it's very dynamic, it's very changing. I think it's one of the few programs like this that really evolves year after year. I mean, every year they take new decisions, they open up new programs, they change their ideas around their work and on the process with the filmmakers, with the producers. So it's really like, I don't know, the adaptative energy that they have is very important for a time where things are evolving very fast and changing. So I think it's an applause to Torino, basically.
Listen, Savina, another question for you. How many countries are involved in this? Because now they're getting bigger and bigger.
So if you consider the past 7 years, 70. We've had participants from 70 countries in the different programs as decision makers. And what is also is that we in fact there's different professionals that come. So you can be just a writer, you can even be now with the Adapt Lab, you can be a writer on commission, somebody that works not only on their project but on other people's projects. You can be a director, you can be a producer, you can be a sales agent, you can be an audience designer, somebody coming from distribution and marketing. And you find, the idea is that you can find your place. You can be a story editor. You find your place and your training. And the principle, though, behind this is that we use their expertise. What we are able to do is not only, of course, we have all our experts and we try to bring in people, but what is amazing is that we are working with professionals. So what we have to enable is the exchange between professionals. So the experience of Benjamin will be useful for... That's what makes it so exciting, that of course it's not a teaching experience from top down, it's really a process where the exchange of experiences, of production methods, of ideas, of new can be facilitated. So in a way we provide a container more than and a space, yes, I would say.
Yeah, and imagining as a think tank, as Benjamin were saying, I mean, I think I see that they're coming back with their new project sometime. So that means that it's not only a place where you need help at the beginning of your career, but it's something that where you get ideas and continuously. I mean, so
yes,
it's something different.
You are right. And for example, I mean, for us, it's extremely important. The awards are only given to first or second feature films, but our programs, in fact, are open to filmmakers that are also doing their third, fourth, or fifth film. Just as an example, Gheorghe Palfi, that is at his sixth film, is in the jury, decided to apply to Script and Pitch. For me, that is important because it gives the idea of what we are trying to do. We are trying to create a space, as they say, a think tank, a place where you can reflect on what is filmmaking, what am I doing? And there's nothing to teach. There's a lot to develop together. And this... So I'm happy about that. Of course, this doesn't mean anything. I mean, there's Gheorghe and he has his experience, but he's starting with a new film and the new film has challenges. And so he's in the same space, for sure, in terms of the story, where somebody that is at his first feature, because this is how it is in film every time you start again. No? And so... But you can learn also from Gheorghe meeting with somebody at the first feature because maybe, you know, also in terms of emotional experience of what it is to be a filmmaker, because there's also that sort of solitude and then meeting huge crowds. I mean, it's not easy also as an experience to live through.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Obviously, good luck. Good luck to the Torino Film Lab and good luck to you for your future films and for these films that you worked on from the Torino Film Lab on.
Thank you
very much.
Grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti with
Angela Cerbi
for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.